Good morning. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph. We will read the gospel appointed for today's feast day, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. It reads, "Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, 'Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel,' which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had bore a son, and he named him Jesus." Joseph was fully human, no different than you or me. The character and integrity that he demonstrates through his actions before he hears from the angel is worth revisiting. When Joseph learns that Mary is pregnant, and not by him, his character is described as righteous, a word that is seldom used in current conversations, but used often in the Bible, usually without much description to back it up. Today's reading is different. Jesus earns the descriptor of righteous because he willingly decides not to expose Mary's situation. Now it says for public disgrace, but it was more than shame. It very well could have meant her life and his. It was not uncommon to see a woman stoned as punishment for adultery, and he would live a life of unbearable shame and shunning if he had been caught hiding her sin. And yet he chooses to dismiss her quietly. He is merely going to change his mind about marrying her, giving her a future, offering her another opportunity of a respectful life. I invite you to reflect with me today on how we respond to those who have disappointed us or hurt us in some deep way. Do we retaliate by doing our best to hurt them in return? Do we tell others or share it on social media under the guise of looking for sympathy or support, but also wanting people to side with you instead of the other person, or to publicly disgrace them? What is the righteous response? Do I have the strength to keep it quiet so that they may have a future? Do I have the empathy to make a quiet decision so that the other person has the opportunity to move forward and have a respectable life? What can I do to reduce their feeling of shame and still take care of me? After all, taking care of myself is very different than setting out to disgrace someone else. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 823 of the Book of Common Prayer, prayer number 26, for those who suffer for the sake of conscience. Let us pray. O God, our Father, whose Son forgave his enemies while he was suffering shame and death, strengthen those who suffer for the sake of conscience. When they are accused, save them from speaking in hate. When they are rejected, save them from bitterness. When they are imprisoned, save them from despair. And to us, your servants, give grace to respect their witness and to discern the truth, that our society may be cleansed and strengthened. This we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, our merciful and righteous judge. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new devotion or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotional in your inbox. O God, whom from the family of your servant David raised up Joseph to be the guardian of your incarnate Son and the spouse of his Virgin Mother, give us grace to imitate his uprightness of life and his obedience to your commands. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.